third command to celebrate, or chagag, and the fourth command to rejoice. In the rejoicing, it's to include the species of flora, though it doesn't say how it is to be used in the rejoicing. Then after the feast is over, there is an eighth day closing assembly that is also a holy convocation, a rest day, and a no-work day, just like the first day of Sukkot. All right, let's look at some more from Scripture. Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8 tells us how they did Sukkot. Let's see if we can learn anything from those who were returning from exile to Israel. Nehemiah chapter 8, beginning with verses 13 and 14. On the second day of the month, this was the seventh month, the heads of all the families, along with the priests and the Levites, gathered around Ezra the scribe to give attention to the words of the Torah. They found written in the Torah, which Adonai had commanded through Moshe, that the Israelites were to live in Sukkot during the feast of the seventh month. Let's stop there. So Ezra and the Levites rediscover Sukkot. It came as a complete surprise to them as they're reading through the Torah. The Israelites were to live in Sukkot during the feast of the seventh month, and that they should proclaim this word and spread it throughout their towns and in Jerusalem. Go out into the hill country and bring back branches from olive and wild olive trees and from myrtles, palms, and shade trees to make Sukkot, as it is written. So the people went out and brought back branches and built themselves Sukkot on their own roofs, in their courtyards, in the courts of the house of God, which is what? The temple. And in the square by the water gate, and the one by the gate of Ephraim. According to the instructions given to them from the Torah through the mouths of Ezra and the Levites, the people ran out into the hill country of Jerusalem and brought back the foliage they found there to make Sukkot. And Sukkot were everywhere. Everywhere. Every flat surface, it sounds like, has Sukkot sitting on it. Now, Nehemiah's list of the foliage that they were supposed to go out to get does not match the list in Leviticus. So did those guys get it wrong? I don't think so. Is it that Leviticus could just be a general reference to the flora found throughout Jerusalem? I guess those are our only two choices. Either they got it wrong, or it's a general reference, meaning that these are the different types of things to go look for, that the Lord was giving us ideas of things to look for. I mean, those of you who have kids, you know that sometimes you need to give, you know, a little bit more detailed instruction. You know, go out and get a branch, and they come back with a little twig that they picked up off the ground. No, a branch, something big. So the Lord's saying something that's leafy, something that it's really big and thick, and so he's going on to describe these things. And apparently in Nehemiah, they interpreted that as branches from olive and wild olive trees, myrtles, palms. Palms was listed in Leviticus, and shade trees. They went in all directions in Jerusalem and brought back what they could bring. Leviticus says to rejoice on the first day with the flora species. Nehemiah says that they used the foliage to make their Sukkot, quote, as it is written. Now, what does this suggest? Ezra and the Levites are saying, go out and do this stuff as it is written. And Leviticus says, rejoice with the flora. So what does this suggest? Do you have any ideas? How can you rejoice with the foliage? Rejoice while building your sukkah. Yeah, it says on the first day to go out and gather this stuff. On the first day to build your sukkah. Could it mean that this is how you rejoice? By putting up your sukkah. It's not like putting up a house. It's a temporary shelter. It wouldn't have had a strong structure. But that's what I get from the passage. When you link the two and you look at them and you see how Ezra and the Levites interpreted this and they went out and did this as it was written, that was the result. Let's go on to verse 17 of chapter 8. The whole company that had returned from exile built Sukkot and lived in them. From the days of Yehoshua, son of Nun, until that day, the Israelites had not celebrated it like this, and their joy was very great. So this was the first celebration of Sukkot since Joshua, about 1,000 years. This goes back to a point I always like to make. that Israel pretty much lost track of things nearly right away. They really weren't